at that day and time, you talking about a contrast now between me and her. Like Daddy always says, and it's true, I added to it. He said, you know, when he was a young man, everybody was determined. Now a young man's hard-headed, you know. And there's a difference.
It's the same thing, but it's a difference.
I mean, I'm hard-headed. He was determined. And it may just be a play on words, but it has different meaning. Mm-hmm. I mean, now, you know, if you're hard-headed, it's to be looked down on. But if he was hard-headed then, it was to be admired, you know, because he had a lot of stick to it. And the people that did things then, that was the folks that got things done, because you didn't work with your wits necessarily. You had to work with your stamina and your hands, and just you played your wits with it.
Mm-hmm. Mow your back, get at it. Another thing too, there was no loafing hours. Everybody worked
their
quit.
Well, you know, the Puritan ethic of hard work, you know, is equal to a day's honest pay. You know, it doesn't work that way now. Mm-hmm. Things are a lot different nowadays, because the man that works the hardest now, a lot of times, is the one that's most ill, you know, rewarded instead of.
No one wants to dig ditches anymore. They want a white collar job. But there has to be some Indians to go with the cheese.
Well, that's something that's.
That's what I always say.
That's something, you know, you talk about a chain. Now, that's something that's changed around here in this part.
That's a big
chain. And it's still not changed completely yet. Mm-hmm. And the turmoil still goes on. You still get a lot of static from a lot of people because you don't work every day. And I know in my own case, I've seen a lot of times when if I hadn't done anything at all, it'd been a lot better off if I had worked, because I lost ground. And it's hard for people to accept with the background around here that we've always had. And I don't know why.
What do you do? I don't even know.
Well, it's kind of hard for me to tell you what I do.
He could do anything.
I think.
Well, the reason I was asking is you said as though you
spoke
from experience.
Well, I am speaking from experience. Of course, before I went in service, I worked on a farm with a farm situation. And I did mainly the things that nobody else he could make do, or Dad could make do, or anything else he would ask anybody else to do. I did all the dirty work, more or less, like all the other boys had to do, not just me. And then when I come home from the service,
he was retired.
Dad was retired, and the farming situation was a little out of proportion for me to get into. And I just had to scrap it on my own. So I just started out from nothing as far as doing something.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have any job experience. I found out right quick that, working for your family is no job experience. And then I went back to school, and I went about another 1 year, and then I got out, and I did a lot of odd job situations. I worked at parts house, and I worked, mechanic, and I worked at a grease factory, and that's exactly what it was, where they made margarine, and that's exactly what it is. And I worked there a while, until I made enough money so me and my wife could get married. And we wasn't living together at the time, but we wanted to get married, so I made enough money where we get married on. And then we went back to school. And then I got out again after I ran short of money, and I got in a construction type situation working with her daddy-in-law, with her father, who's my daddy-in-law, and I did a lot of construction type work, driving trucks and tractors and this, that, and the other, because I had a background of doing this kind of stuff as a farmer. And then I got into business for myself one time, doing some manufacturing tool and die type work, all right, that fell through, and I got out of that. And in the meantime, all along, I do a lot of hot rodding, I guess that's what you'd call it. I work on hot rods and motorcycles and outboard motors, and I buy, sell, and swap junk like that, and work on.
He's busy all day.
Work on these clunkers things. And then somewhere along the way, I managed to make a little money. I don't know how I did that. I had some real estate. Dad gave us property out here, and when this thing started breaking loose out here, well, I made some money on that.
Yeah.